brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So I purchased a home in 2022. Right now, I've made a decision to rent the home. I'm currently living with my mom and grandmother. The home needs some repairs. I've put some work into it thus far, but I need about $20,000 to $25,000 more dollars to complete the repairs to get it rentable. My question is,
why are you not living in it?
Well, because I live with my mom and my grandmother. My grandmother's 95, so my mom and I are kind of taking care of her together. And then just joint economics at this point. I've been with my mom for this long, and it's kind of just works out this way.
You used to live in the house, though.
I didn't. No, I have not lived in the house.
You've never lived in the house?
I've never lived in the house.
Huh.
Yeah. So now I have, like I said, I'm need about 20 to 25 more.
So you live with your mom because you don't have any money, but you bought a rental house?
No. I bought the house. I'm paying the mortgage on the house.
I know. You bought a rental house.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you live with your mom for economic reasons.
I didn't have a plan when I bought the house. I really stumbled upon it, got it within 30 days, and then it was just like, okay, you secured the property, now what's next?
Yeah.
So I kind of grappled with what to do, whether move in or not.
Sell it? You're too broke to be a landlord. You don't have any money. You live with your mother.
Okay, but I could live in the house if I chose to.
Yeah, but you don't choose to because you have economic problems.
I wouldn't say I have economic problems.
It's what you did say.
My goal is to rent the property to make money because D.C. is a really hot market. I am comfortably living with mom, paying the mortgage, getting things done there, and plan to rent the house that will pay for the mortgage. And
okay.
I can save.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Let me back up one more time, okay? Because maybe I'm missing something. I thought you told me you lived with your mother for economic reasons, meaning you don't have the money to live in the house.
Okay, that's not correct. Because
what were you saying when you said economic reasons?
Well, because I've been here and I've just been able to save while with my mom.
That's not an economic reason. That's just, I want it. Okay.
Yeah,
what do you make a year? What do you make a year?
I make $96,000 a year.
Okay. All right. And so you don't have the $25,000 and you make $96,000 a year. And how long has the house been sitting empty?
Coming up on 2 years in June.
Why?
But all this time I've been making repairs. I'm doing repairs on the home. So I have a few more $1,000s needed to make those final repairs and get it rented.
Are you saying it's uninhabitable, meaning that you can't get anybody in there until all this is done, the 20 to 25?
Well, I need it maybe about $10,000 to make it habitable. The house was habitable when I bought it. It just needed cosmetic updates. The biggest blow was I needed to put it in a new HVAC system. That was the biggest blow thus far. But other than that, it's cosmetic. The reason for the delay, to keep it short, I'm working with a contractor who was working with me. So I'm working with his schedule. And it's kind of like just a slow process.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, hon?
I work in disability rights.
Okay. I've been buying and selling real estate since I was 18 years old, and I'm 63. I own several hundred million dollars worth. I love real estate. Real estate is not a magic silver bullet to make you okay financially.
Right.
And you have bet a ton of your emotional life and too much of your financial life on this one rental property, and it still has sat there empty for 2 years. You suck at this. You've got to get better at being a landlord and managing the project. Let me tell you, I had that house, I'm not working on any contractor schedule. They freaking work for me. They're working on my schedule. You better get the dadgum thing finished because I want rent. I'm not sitting here paying payments on a stupid thing for 2 years and collecting no rent because some contractor can't get out of his freaking pickup truck because he's hung over. Come on. This is stupid. You got to get this thing finished. And so you've got to increase your landlording and project management skills, or you shouldn't be in the business. I really think you should sell this house. I really do. Because I don't think it's as big a blessing to you as you think it is.
Okay.
I really think that. and then take the pile of money that you get from it and decide what you where you want to be 10 years from now and where you want to be living 10 years from now and what kind of life you want to build. But I would never tell someone as their financial coach to go buy a rental property while they're living with their mom.
So what if I decide to move into the property? Okay, because that's on the table as well.
Okay, then fix it up and move into it and have a life. But get that done now, not 2 years from now. I mean, you can do that immediately. Right. So what is the house payment?
The house payment is $3,600 a month.
$3,600 a month for 2 years. Man, how are you not just screaming?
Because I'm comfortable. I mean, I'm able to pay the bills.
Exactly. So here's the thing. This house, it's not going to make you the money you think it's going to make.
You're not going to move
into it. What do you think you could?
Yeah.
Let's. By the way, you don't have the money to actually fix it up. That's why you called. You don't have the money to actually fix it. $20,000 to $25,000, correct?
Correct, but you're right, and I think even with this extra point, you're still going to be right. I was really calling to ask about pulling from a previous employer 401k. I have 48.
That's an easier answer. Okay, I don't have to get that one. I think I can actually convince you of. Okay, so let's try this. If you pull money out of a 401k early before you're 59 and a half, you get charged a 10% penalty plus your tax rate. Your tax rate's 30% at $96,000, and so you're going to get taxed. 30 plus 10 is 40% of the money is going to go to the government in taxes and penalties if you cash it out. Never use a 401k for something like this. It's like calling and saying, Dave, I want to borrow money at 40% interest to finish the house remodel that I've been working on for 2 years for a house I don't live in. No, absolutely not. Please, for your sake. Not because I'm trying to be mean to you, because I think you're an inept person. I don't think you're an inept person. I don't think you're good at this landlording and rehabbing stuff. You've proven it. Your track record's horrible. And so, for your sake, sell this house. And when you get ready to buy something later, buy something that you can just move in and that you're going to live there. And you're going to build a sustainable life for Grace. Grace looks up 20 years from today and says, gosh, I'm really glad I bought a house. It's been a great place to live. I've made some money on it. I've been able to manage the cash flow on it. But, I mean, you're sitting over there with mama and grandma doing nothing. Please don't borrow money at 40% interest. Please sell this house for Grace's sake. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.